Look at there. There they go.
March till June is nesting season for Canada geese, and that can become a problem for Hoosier property owners. During nesting season, these geese are especially aggressive, sometimes attacking and nipping at people to protect their nests. But you can get a permit in Indiana to destroy their eggs and even kill the adults. Megan Dillon, an urban wildlife biologist with the Indiana Department of Natural Resources, and I went out to try to find some Canada geese in early April. She educated me on their characteristics and what Hoosiers can do legally to solve overabundance problems.
Their nesting season's like late March, early April?
Usually, it seems like their nesting season gets earlier and earlier every year than the literature would suggest. That could be due to climate change or other reasons, just more favorable habitat, more open water, less ice to deal with. So we've, in some places, already got goslings on the ground. In others, they're just now getting the nest put together.
Canada geese can cause significant damage to landscaping, leaving large amounts of excrement that can render areas unfit for human use, ruining your walk in the park or making your outing at the golf course even more challenging. Hoosiers need to know how to handle these situations because the ideal habitat for Canada geese is right here in Indiana.
The short mowed turf grass around the open water is attractive for a few different reasons. The clear line of sight is one that helps them feel safer from incoming predators and allows them to have more time grazing, less time being vigilant for predators. Also, easier passage for young goslings getting in and out of the water. The short grass makes it simple for them to hop on out. And also just the short mowed grass makes for really excellent forage. When the grass is mowed like that, you're actually concentrating the nutrients at the bottom of the chute, making it really, really efficient food to eat.
I did see the reference nuisance waterfowl. Are they a problem for residents?
You see the term nuisance waterfowl pretty often because they, although are a native species and one that we've worked really hard to conserve, they do have nuisance tendencies just because they can become overabundant. They cause turf damage. It's usually the overabundant fecal matter that's of a big concern to people. And then, of course, the general aggression during the nesting season.
The survival rate for Canada geese is really high in urban areas because of the ideal habitat, with the mowed turf grass that provides them the never-ending salad bar. Also, their typical predators like coyotes or raccoons are often removed or deterred in urban areas. So, if the Canada geese get to be too much, what can you do?
The best way to handle that is actually through landscaping. Just careful consideration of how the landscaping and turf is managed around your pond. Ideally, we won't have turf being mowed right up to the water's edge, and we'll be going with a taller vegetation. Native wildflowers work excellently. It's a good opportunity to install wildflower and pollinator habitat. So that would be the very first solution. Other things you can do include harassment, egg and nest destruction, just making efforts during that early nesting season to keep them from nesting. Fortunately, Canada geese, they re-nest very readily. So if you are working to deter that nesting and you retrieve the right permit that you need to destroy the eggs and nest and then harass the pair away, you can be pretty confident that they're just going to rebuild a new nest somewhere else and you haven't just ruined that nesting season for that pair.
Can you describe what happens when they get agitated?
Sure. So, I mean, depending on the pair, aggressive geese can come at you in a couple different ways. Usually they just run straight at you. They can hiss, sometimes making a low, grovelly, growling noise. If you actually get the opportunity to handle one, if you're banding or a professional, they will absolutely try to claw you. They seem very aware that they have sharp claws and that they can inflict damage that way and do so readily. And just general kind of flogging behavior we see, too, where they're running into people, causing them to trip, using their wings to batter.
I've actually heard that growling noise once. When I was a kid, I tried to walk up to one, and I started hearing the rrr.
Yes, I'm not surprised to hear you've been growled at. It doesn't take much to make them mad, and they do very readily defend those nests.
So even though they can hurt you without a permit, you need a permit in many cases before you can take action against them. Canada geese are protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, a federal law.
Because of their migratory nature, it's not up to our state alone to manage our geese. That falls to the federal government, so U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Meaning, Migratory Bird Treaty Act protection says that birds cannot be killed, injured, harmed, or harassed on the nest in such a way that prohibits the eggs from hatching. So any form of injury to the bird resulting in death or anything that's going to keep the nest from being successful is going to require a permit.
Some people would probably get upset thinking that you could actually get a permit to...
The three main methods that we talk about with goose damage prevention and management are hunting, harassment, habitat changes. So just about all the techniques fall under that. Egg and nest destruction is, in my opinion, a kind of harassment technique where you do get a permit and you get that online. That's through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And that permit allows you to either addle or destroy the eggs. Those have two different consequences, and it's important to consider what your goal is there. If you've got a really aggressive pair of geese, then addling the eggs won't be your answer. You'll want to destroy the eggs and nest and get the pair to move along, nest somewhere else. If you're having trouble with just nest placement, but the pair in general is not a big pain to you, then egg addling is a great solution. In that case, you're actually coating the eggs with corn oil, or you shake or puncture them. You just render them in such a way that they're not going to hatch, and the geese continue to incubate and are none the wiser. But the cool thing is that you don't end up with a bunch of goslings in a parking lot or some area where it was going to be catastrophic or just not a good nesting site.
Sure. So wait, you're allowed to shake the eggs, puncture them, and make them so they're like inviable.
Uh-huh.
But you're not allowed to hurt the geese. Doesn't that kind of hurt them, though, the eggs?
The distinction is that that's the protection that they carry, which is why you need a permit to do it. So I would argue no, that it's, the eggs don't carry the same protection as the adults, right? Yeah, we don't consider those to be viable birds, if you will. So the egg and nest destruction permits are very simple and easy to get for a private landowner. Just hop online, get it from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It's an instant deal. Permits for the take of adult birds, though, including euthanasia and relocation, are more difficult to get and absolutely reserved for worst-case scenarios.
Is there anything else that you wanted to tell me concerning these geese that I haven't asked you?
The most important thing that I want people to know about goose management is not that we're limited to all these various kind of harassment tricks and frightening techniques. The solution's right in front of us. It's the way that we're managing this landscape. You cannot continue to create wonderful goose habitat and expect it to not be occupied by geese.
The Indiana Department of Natural Resources Urban Wildlife Program provides assistance to help establish pond buffers across urban Indiana. For more information, check out the DNR website. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sharon Jackson.